Hey, Nick, sorry about that. That was absolutely my bad. I wasn't watching my timer. Our phone system, if I've been on the phone for more than an hour, it automatically kicks us off, and we have to start over. Usually, I watch the time, and I can tell you ahead of time that we're going to get booted. I wasn't even watching. at least we didn't get booted from everything else. All right. And then I'm going to send you one more link by text, and that is on the call tracking. So where we'll put a tool on your website to track how many clicks and calls you get. So you can have that data. So that text is on the way, and that's just an informational link.
Okay.
Okay. And then do you prefer contact by phone, text, email, or are all of the above all right?
All of the above's fine.
All right. Perfect. And then, yes, we need a Google Business page. Our profile, I mean. Your Google Business profile, I'm going to make the assumption that your address is also your home address.
Yes.
Okay. Unless you really want it published, I'm going to recommend we leave the street address off. It'll still show you as an accurate pin in the map, but not so accurate that some crazy lunatic could drive to your house.
I appreciate that.
Okay, good. That's what I always recommend. I haven't had anybody turn me down yet. I'm waiting for that one crazy person that put my home address out there. I'm waiting for him. I'm going to make a note for our tags. Hey, that looks good. Do one more skin here. We've got all the boxes checked. Now, do a couple copy pastes. We're getting toward the end, Nick, and you'll be able to get to your evening. All right. I'll just go ahead and set up your subscription, and we're almost home.
All right.
So the heat wave hit you out there already too?
Oh yeah, I think over here was the hottest day of the year.
Oh wow, really? What did you hit?
It must be a heat index of 110.
Oh wow. Oh, I forgot about the heat indices too. I did my basic training in South Carolina, and yeah, they had a wet ball back then that they used. Some days we didn't have to march back from firing range because it was too hot or too humid or both. So,
yeah, well, the crappy thing about me, I do heat and air for a living, so it makes it worse.
Oh, you're up in attics and crawl spaces and all kinds of wonderful hot spaces.
That's what I've been doing for 10 years. That's why I'm on the verge of doing this.
Wow, I can see why you just want to be out in the open air. It'd be a nice change.
Be able to breathe for once.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay, so now I'm going to need credit card info. Does the company name also appear on this card, Nick, or is it just your name?
It's just mine.
Okay. And then same number, 903... 5226-197
yes.
Chelsea Road, and Master Visa, MX or Discover, please.
It's a MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
All right. So it's 5156-76-7-6. 7698.
Okay.
6255 9359.
Alright. That last digit was a 9, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the expiration, please, Nick?
That is 0325.
Perfect. And then what's the security code on the back?
847.
Right. Let me update that, and then I'll send that through. And then there'll be one more email on its way to you in just a second.
Now, when all of this picks up, I do plan on getting a company card, company account, and all that. Will I be able to call y'all back and change that over to the company card?
You sure can, anytime you'd like. Just let us know.
Alright.
Yep, absolutely. Alright, so Nick, there's another email on its way to you. I promise it'll be the last for the moment. This one will say Local Splash Initial Invoice. And it's a copy of that first invoice. And then, I believe it appears right above, like, where our signature would be. There's a little link that says click here to accept. And then that's actually going to take you to our terms and conditions, which is a duplicate of what I'm going to read to you. So we do a voice verification.
Okay.
Still there? Okay, so while we wait for that email, I'll do the voice verification with you. That'll make it that much quicker for you. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded and added to your file as a form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
I'm sorry, will you repeat that one more time?
You bet. Please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Outdoorsman, Lawn Care, and General Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nick Huntsinger.
And are you authorized to enter into business?
I'm the owner.
Yes, thank you. I didn't wait for that. Thank you, Nick. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Repeat that one more time.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 21st of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 21st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. And then if that email made it to you, hopefully in the meantime.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did that email titled Local Splash Initial Invoice make it to you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So just a little ways down, there'll be a little hyperlink that says click here to accept, I believe. And then it'll ask you to type your name, and it's picky. It'll want capitals and no punctuation, just like it is. I know, it's picky. It's so picky. And you have a long name to type, too.
It's not letting me do anything. Please accept.
Really?
Please accept the terms by checking off the above check. Oh, it made me recheck everything.
Oh, darn it.
It just went through.
All right. Let me check it, make sure it updated on this end quick. Sometimes it takes a second to get back to me. And it probably took you to a login screen.
Yes.
Okay, good. There, and it updated on my end. So that login is actually going to be to your dashboard, and they'll get that login information to you tomorrow during your onboarding call.
And how do I get back to that?
They'll actually send you another link.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And congratulations, Nick. You're all set.
Really appreciate all your help.
No problem. I'm glad I could. And I'm going to talk to your mom tomorrow and see if we can get her some better pricing, too.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me know if you need anything, Nick. You have a good night.
You do the same. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.